Hearken unto me, ye that know righteousness, the people in whose heart is my law, fear ye not the reproach of men, neither be ye afraid of their revilings. I, even I, am he that comforteth you. Who art thou, that thou shouldst be afraid of a man, which shall be made as grass? Isaiah chapter 51 verses 7 and 12.
What condescension on the part of the Almighty to thus consider our weakness when the darts of the enemy wound our hearts, and to pour in the balm of his consolation. He would not have one of his children whom Christ has made free to come again under the bondage of the fear of man which bringeth a snare. He would have every man in Christ realize his liberty from sin and superstition and his solemn accountability to God for all his thoughts, words, and doings. Sanctify the Lord of hosts himself, and let him be your fear, and let him be your dread. Reprint 1788. The text again.
Hearken unto me, ye that know righteousness, the people in whose heart is my law, fear ye not the reproach of men, neither be ye afraid of their revilings. I, even I, am he that comforteth you. Who art thou, that thou shouldst be afraid of a man, which shall be made as grass? Isaiah chapter 51 verses 7 and 12.